This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hi, this is David. Let's talk about your self-care non-negotiables. With a hectic schedule, it's easy to let our priorities slip. And not only that, sometimes we need help fine-tuning those priorities to maximize both our happiness and our success. That's why BetterHelp's therapy sessions are becoming, for many people, one of their self-care non-negotiables. If you've ever thought about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/living. Today, to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/living. Thank you. Welcome to our Sunday Talks, an exclusive series for the patrons of the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's talk was edited and adapted from A New Philosophy of Life by John Herman Randall, published in 1911. What is prayer? Well, let me say this. If you wish for a thing, you are praying. If you aspire towards something higher and better, if you reach out your hand to grasp what you want, no matter how long you search or by what methods, you are praying. Anything that you strive to attain, you pray for. And consciously or unconsciously, you pray to God for it. For God is the one center and source of all the riches, both material and spiritual, that this universe contains. And we are God's children. Let us keep this clearly in mind. The real essence of prayer is true desire. Prayer does not consist in the words we use, but rather in the secret desire of the heart, with which our words may often be in direct conflict. How often it is true of our spoken prayers that we have said words over and over again, and yet our prayers have apparently yielded us nothing, simply because we have not really desired the things asked for. The thing actually desired is the thing we pray for, not the petition that may be expressed in words. The deepest prayers cannot be put into words. True prayer is the intense inner desire of the heart, deeper than any human speech can express, so profound, so vital and spiritual, that it must wing its way silently to the eternal. A second thing to recognize is that the earnest desire, or true prayer, must comply with the conditions of the natural world which God has created. If I am an intelligent farmer and pray for a bountiful harvest, I know that my prayer or desire for a successful season must be coupled with the fulfillment of the conditions whereby crops grow successfully. If my crop is to be all I hope for, there must be the proper soil, the right seed, the skillful care of the tender shoots, the proper amount of moisture and sunshine. But if I sit back and content myself with the mere desire or prayer for a good harvest, without obeying God's natural laws, it is bound to be a failure. In other words, it is God who satisfies our desires, who answers our prayers, but we have to fulfill the intermediate conditions. Prayer is thus the means by which we are brought into a relationship with God, so that His blessings flow toward us and His power through us. In this view of prayer, it is not some absentee God who hears prayers offered by the bedside, and then sends down in some miraculous way his divine power, the God whom prayer reaches is the God within. We are organically related to him, just as thoughts exist in the mind. We are in him and he in us. And when we realize that this divine life dwells in our deeper self, and that prayer does not have to ascend to some distant throne, but simply reach this inner God within us, then prayer becomes for us a practical and vital power. In turn, we also recognize that every invention is a prayer. Every discovery is a prayer. Every bit of honest work done in the desire for success is a prayer. Every expression of love is a prayer. Prayer doesn't consist of a particular form of words offered in a certain physical pose of the body. Instead, prayer is the desire, the aspiration, the secret ambition going forth from every person's heart, every hour of their life. Every thought you cherish, every ideal you hold, every ambition that is a real and vital part of yourself is the real prayer of your life. And these real prayers, sooner or later, will be answered.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.